Wednesday, August 27th. Memorial of St. Joseph Calasanz, Confessor. The lesson from Wisdom chapter 10, verses 10 through 14. The Lord conducted the just through the right ways, and showed him the kingdom of God, and gave him the knowledge of the holy things, made him honorable in his labors, and accomplished in his labors. In the deceit of them that overreached him, he stood by him, and made him honorable. He kept him safe from his enemies, and defended him from seducers, and gave him a strong conflict, that he might overcome, and know that wisdom is mightier than all. She forsook not the just when he was sold, but delivered him from sinners. She went down with him into the pit, and in bands she left him not, till she brought him the scepter of the kingdom, and power against those that oppressed him, and showed them to be liars that had accused him. And the Lord our God gave him everlasting glory. Haydock Commentary. The Lord conducted the just through the right ways and showed him the kingdom of God. The just, referring to Jacob, who was shown the kingdom of God as heaven open and angels ascending and descending. See Genesis 38:12. The enemies spoken of refer to Laban and Esau, and the conflict refers to his wrestling with an angel. She forsook not the just when he was sold. This refers to Joseph being sold by his brothers. She delivered him from sinners, delivered him from his brethren, or from the sin of adultery with Potiphar's wife. She went down with him into the pit, or to prison, to which he was confined at the instigation of Potiphar's wife, always preserving his virtue. He had also been let down into an old pit by his brothers. In bands she left him not, till she brought him the scepter of the kingdom. This refers to the authority Joseph had under Pharaoh in ruling Egypt. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. At that time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who, thinkest thou, is the greater in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus, calling unto him a little child, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, he is the greater in the kingdom of heaven. And he that shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me." Haydock Commentary. This altercation for superiority among the apostles whilst they were upon the road to Judea might have arisen from another cause beside the precedence given by Jesus Christ to Peter previously. A report prevailed among the disciples that Christ would soon die, and they wished to know who would be the first when he was gone. Or, expecting that by his future resurrection he would enter into full possession of his temporal kingdom, they wished to learn which of them should be the greater in this new and glorious state. "Ye shall have no place in my kingdom of glory in heaven unless you become like little children, because none shall find admittance but they that are truly humble." Our Lord in this and the next chapter teaches us first to sit down in the lowest place, second, to bear patiently with our neighbor, third, not to scandalize a weak brother, fourth, mildly to correct him when faulty, and fifth, to forgive him when repentant. "Whoever humbles himself will be greater in the kingdom of heaven, because he is more conformable to me here on earth." Humble souls who are little in their own eyes are so dear and closely united to the Almighty that Christ declares them to be the most acceptable, the first in merit, not highest in authority or dignity either in church or state. The kingdom of heaven is not the reward of ambition, but the boon of simplicity and humility. To receive in the style of the Scriptures is to honor and favor, to be charitable and kind to anyone. Who does not admire here the great goodness of God? Jesus, knowing that he was soon to leave the world and that his disciples would no longer have it in their power to manifest their charity for him by their kind services, substitutes the poor in his place, declaring that if they receive or honor them, they received Christ himself. What greater proof can we wish for the merit of good works?